The following is a special presentation from Goalsport! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Zone, called Sports on Another Level. You know the deal, you know the time. It's time to award these clowns the award of Dolt of the Month. And now, here's your host of Cole Sports, Cole Johnson.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Oh, guys, I'm so touched. And you're so good. You're so good.
Well, thank you for joining me on Dolt of the Month for June 2017. Wow. Have a seat, everybody. Have a seat. Kick back and relax. This is going to be a good time. Yeah. Yeah. Cole Johnson here of Cole Sports, and here we are. The sixth Dolt of the Month for 2017 is about to be unveiled right now. Who will it be? Here they are. June the 3rd, 2017's Dolt of the Week co-winner, John Mara. Now, the co-owner of the New York Giants is on this list basically because his greed is getting in the way of principle. When he said, quote, "All my years being in the league, I never received more emotional mail from people than I did about that issue. If any of your players ever do that, we are never coming to another Giants game." It wasn't one or two letters. It was a lot. It's an emotional issue for a lot of people, more so than any other issue I've run into. Close quote. The issue in question is Colin Kaepernick. Now, to put this in perspective, this is coming from the same owner who not only excused kicker Josh Brown for verbally and physically abusing his now ex-wife, but signing him to a contract after knowing he did such a heinous act. So, let me get this straight. It is much more acceptable to take on an abuser than it is a man who has principle. Just want to know the ground rules. And from one person who wants to run away from Kaepernick to another, the other co-Dolt of the Week winner for June 3rd, 2017, Jason Whitlock. Now, he didn't get this award because he waxed poetic on Colin Kaepernick for, what, the 100th time? No, he decided to go ham on LeBron James after his Brentwood home was painted with the N-word on its gates. Mr. Whitlock had this to say. Quote, "He allegedly had the N-word spray painted on his 20 million Brentwood home. He wasn't here. His family wasn't there. He heard about it. He's on stage. Oh, my family's safe." From what? Spray paint? They're in Cleveland. Close quote. The compassion just oozes from his pores. June 10th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Derek Fisher. Now, he earned this award by flipping a Cadillac Escalade on a California freeway at 3 a.m. And he was accused and he was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving. Thankfully, he and his girlfriend, Gloria Govan, are fine. The vehicle was registered to now the Golden State Warriors forward, Matt Barnes. Drunk driving children don't do it. June 17th. 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Sebastian Telfair.
Now, he earned this award because he and an 18-year-old was in a pickup truck around 3 in the morning, and the truck was parked illegally in a median somewhere in Brooklyn, and officers spotted a lit joint, and then they searched the pickup truck to notice handguns and a semi-automatic rifle. Brilliant. June 24th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Phil Jackson. Now, he earned this award, he earned this award for many different reasons, but chiefly amongst them was the fact that he wanted to trade away the greatest commodity he had in his New York Knicks stint in putting Kristaps Porzingis on the trading block. Horrible. Those are the candidates for June 2017's Dolt of the Month. Here they are once again. June 3rd, 2017's Dolt of the Week co-winner, John Mara, for avoiding Colin Kaepernick on the team but re-signing Josh Brown on it. June 3rd, 2017's Dolt of the Week co-winner, Jason Whitlock, for being nonchalant about LeBron James having the N-word painted on his Brentwood, California home. June 10th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Derek Fisher, for flipping over Matt Barnes' Cadillac Escalade on a California highway and being arrested on suspicion of drunken driving. June 17th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Sebastian Telfair, for blazing up trees and getting arrested for having semi-automatic rifles and tree blazing. And for those who are not aware, it is illegal to carry firearms in New York City. June 24th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Phil Jackson, for wanting to trade away his only commodity worth anything, Kristaps Porzingis. Oh, and just simply wanted to be a fool and sleep in scouting trips. Those are your candidates for June 2017's Dolt of the Month. When I come back, the winner of said award, June 2017's Dolt of the Month will return right after this. I am Cole Johnson of Cole Sports. But when I'm not doing Cole Sports, I'm interviewing beautiful, interesting people on a new show called Revelations. Go to shows.pippa.io/revelations, and you're right there. Try it out. shows.pippa.io/revelations. It's a place where we're changing the world one conversation at a time. Cole Sports, available on Cole Sports with a Z .com. Welcome back to Cole Sports Dolt of the Month for June 2017. I'm Cole Johnson. Wow, I'm loving the love that I'm hearing here. Well, let's reset the table. Now, we introduced the five candidates for June 2017's Dolt of the Month. Here they are one more time. June 3rd, 2017's Dolt of the Week co-winner, John Mara. June 3rd, 2017's Dolt of the Week co-winner, Jason Whitlock. June 10th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Derek Fisher. June 17th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Sebastian Telfair. June 24th, 2017's Dolt of the Week winner, Phil Jackson. Those are your candidates for Dolt of the Month for June 2017.
It's now time to announce the winner of June 2017's Dolt of the Month. And the winner is... the Speak for Yourself host on Fox Sports 1, Jason Whitlock. Let the buffoon hear it. Give it up. Clap for him. He needs to hear these cheers. Give it to him. Yeah. Give it to him. Show him. Show that sucker. All right, Whitlock, this is why you are June 2017's Dolt of the Month. You're 50 and you're black. You witnessed a man have his home painted with the N-word on its front gate. And you have the nerve to opine this. Quote, LeBron has risen above poverty to that special, elevated place in society where pretty much nothing can bother him. Have you ever tried to be a veteran that lost a leg in America? Have you ever been a poor person accused of a crime and forced to go with a public defender in America? Of any color. If you're poor, regardless of color, you're catching. Close quote. What you're forgetting, Whitlock, is this gentleman, Mr. James, was the product of a poor home. Thank the Lord he actually ended up becoming an NBA player where he is now rich, almost wealthy. I will give him much props for that. But it's as if you are ignorant to the fact that just because a person has money, it doesn't preclude them from experiencing hatred. If you listen to the hook of the story of OJ by Jay-Z, he says it beautifully. You could be light, you could be dark. You could be rich, you could be poor. You could be a field, or you could be a house. But you're still an N-word. Because to some people, actually to many people, LeBron James is an N-word. I don't like saying it, but it's the facts and it's the truth. That's just how people are. And you, Whitlock, you, with the intelligence that we think you have, the intelligence to see this stuff, but the temerity to look the other way is ridiculous and repulsive and revolting. How could you just simply overlook the fact that people are actually acting an absolute jack donkey? Hate is sprayed on a man's house. A racial epithet is sprayed on a man's house, but you excuse it by saying, oh, he's rich. Oh, he's wealthy and he's elevated to the place. Well, you know what? Stuff like that doesn't and shouldn't bother him. No. It doesn't matter. To some people, LeBron James could be the richest man in America, but to somebody, he still is going to be the N-word, and it's still going to take spray paint, and it's still going to spray the N-word on his front gate. So don't give me that, oh, he's elevated to a place where stuff like that, hatred and bigotry can't touch him, crap. Because you saw that with your own two eyes that it does not elevate him to that spot. Man to man, Whitlock. Man to man. This isn't Charlemagne the God. I'm not going to attack you for your weight. I'm not going to attack you for your fedora hat. I'm not going to attack you for whatever you decide to wear or how you decide to do your health. That's between you and God. What I'm addressing to you, Whitlock, is your brain. Put on your brain and think. Put on your heart and emote. Put on your soul and actually empathize. How can you excuse racism plain in your face? And just say, well, hey, I'll say what I believe is being pushed in front of my face, and I'm just going to collect my checks and go home, because you know what? I'm just an N-word myself, and I'm happily shucking and jiving and buck dancing and boot licking and dancing my way off the screen, rich, happy. I don't have to deal with this. I am good. That's not good enough, Whitlock. You have a responsibility that's bigger than yourself, bigger than your family, bigger than our culture. You, sir, are a journalist. And in journalism, the word bias does not apply. However, you seem to have a heavy one. And because of that, you, my friend, are a joke. You, my friend, are a sham. You, my friend, are a fraud. And you could talk to me whether you lose 200 pounds or not. I really don't care. But I'd rather you talk to me when you actually have a brain and not act as though you're being pushed in front of you a script to read that just simply oozes establishment agenda. If you happen to like this episode or any episode you've heard thus far, a regular one, a special interview, or a total special like this one, come on down to ColdSportsWithAZ.com. That's ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You can check out the greatest hits, the media reel. You can check out guest appearances. That's right, Cold Sports has been on other shows. You can check them out all in one place. You can check out my book, Why Your Goat Ain't Mine, the 5 Greatest Quarterbacks in NFL History. You can also shop and get books and get shirts. You also can speak on air. Cold Sports VIP speak. Come on. I want to hear your voice. Make your voice heard. Make your presence felt. You can find all of that and my social media homes on ColdSportsWithAZ.com. That's ColdSportsWithAZ.com. You can check out me and this brand on Cold Sports with the Z.com. And you see, VIP, it doesn't matter where you listen to me, how you listen to me, or when you do. I just want you to do this one simple thing, and that is to enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is Cole Sports.
You've been listening to Cold Sports with Cole Johnson.